Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1, you just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Here at Voice of Truth, we are online radio ministry, our radio broadcast, amen. We are a ministry without walls, and we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. And we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. We want to encourage you to begin to follow Voice of Truth here on Blog Talk Radio. And all you need to do is just Google us there and then just click the follow button and you will be following the ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine, and we are just so thankful to God to see the last Sunday in this new year. It's a blessing. Many people didn't wake up this morning. Some didn't wake up this morning. Some is already passed on, but God has allowed us to still be here to see this last Sunday. So this is a day that he has made, and we ought to rejoice in, and we ought to rejoice that we're still here. Amen. To God be all of the glory. In Jesus' name, we just thank God for all that he has done and what he's getting ready to do in our lives. Amen. We serve a God that is able. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Here at Voice of Truth, we will open the lines up for prayer. If you need prayer at this time, the prayer line is open. I will bring you in for prayer. We ask that you do not give your name, but just give the area where you're calling from and your prayer request. So do not give your name, because we are a worldwide ministry and people listen all over the world, and we don't want to put your business on Front Street. So we're going to ask you to be obedient unto that and just give your prayer request and where you're calling from, because we like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So at this time, the prayer line is now open for prayer. If you need prayer, you can just press the 1, and then I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. While we're waiting on that, Voice of Truth also will do a general prayer. I will do a general prayer, and then I will read the scriptures, and then I will give you the revelation of what God has given unto me concerning the word. And we just thank God for his word. We do hope and pray that everybody had a Merry Christmas. We hope everybody had a good time this holiday season. We just thank God, and we just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. We pray that you will be safe and enjoy. It's a new year coming, so we need to thank God. The best days are yet ahead of us. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, joy comes in the morning. So no matter what we may be going through at this time, we know that we're going into a new year and a new season. Amen. So we got to get ready and be prepared for what God is wanting to do in our lives. Amen. We just need to thank God for allowing us to see this last Sunday of this year. Amen. To God be glory. We give him all the praise at this time. If you need prayer, if you would press the 1. If you need prayer, amen. If you need prayer, just press the 1. If not, we're just going to keep it moving. To God be the glory, amen. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the in general prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every person on the sound of my voice in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Father God, that you will meet their needs, whether it be physical, mentally, or spiritually. Lord, we know that you're a God that's able to do all things but fail. And we ask you all of that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of us with strength, oh God, new strength like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are a God that is able. You are a God that is willing, and you are a God that can. And we just thank you, God. God, as we get ready to close out this year, God, we pray for safety. We pray, Father God, for divine protection over your people all over the land in the mighty name of Jesus, that the angels that are assigned to their families be with them wherever they go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will teach us and show us the way. Keep us on the right road. Keep us in holiness and living in holiness and righteousness before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you will save souls and bring them out of darkness to your marvelous light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to save the soul that your name may be glorified, Lord. Your word declares, oh God, if you be lifted up, you said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So we lift your name up on high today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We exalt your name on high. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you for the cross that he carried. We thank you that he redeemed us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We don't take it lightly, God, all that you have done for us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? Oh, Lord, we just give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to meet the needs of each and every person, God. You know the need, oh God, whatever that need may be within their homes, oh God, whatever the need may be in their ministry, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for supplying every need. Oh, Father God, we pray that all bills are paid in the homes, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them lack for any good thing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being our shepherd. We thank you, God, for being our deliverer. We thank you, God, for being our light in our very darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now. We thank you, God, that you're able to do a sealing and bundle of all that we could ever ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they were in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. What a mighty, mighty God that we serve, that he's able to do a sealing and abundantly of all that we could ever ask or think. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. To God be all of the glory. Amen. The word today will come from Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. Amen. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 25. And the word of God reads, "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your filthiness. And from all of your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give your heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I have, that I give to your father, yea, to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all of your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and I will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the trees and the increase of the field, and ye shall receive no more reproach of famines among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doing that were not good, and shall love yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sake do I this, says the Lord God, but it's known unto you. Be ashamed and confound for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the day that I shall cleanse you from all of your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the way shall be built, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolation and the ruined cities are become fences and are inhabited. Then the heathens that are left around and about you shall know that I, the Lord, built the ruined places and planted that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, and as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Our key scripture is 36, and it says, I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. The title of our message today is God Will Do It. God will do it. Here, Ezekiel is prophesying to Israel concerning what God is wanting to do and what God has said that he would do of the renewal of Israel. Here, the scripture tells us that God said that I will sprinkle and cleanse you with water, and I will cleanse you from your unfitness. You know, God wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to set us free. And in this scripture, you see that it says, I will. That's God is speaking. It's like, I will put my spirit. I will give you a new heart. You know, sometimes we think that we can work on our own selves, that we can restore our own self, we can heal our own self, that we can deliver our own self. But the word of God says that God says, a new heart also will I give you, and I give you a new spirit, and I will put that within you. Only God can give you a new heart. Only God can give you a new spirit. You know, I can try to work on myself, but you know, God knows what's in me. I'm going to say me. God knows what's in me. He knows what's unclean in me. He knows my thoughts. He knows my ways. So we have to allow God to help us. He says to Israel, you know, because Israel had got to the point here where they were far from God. They had kind of turned away from God. And God was saying, you know, to them, you know, come back. You come, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, you come back to me. These are the things that I will do. You know, if you are not saved, these are the things that God will do once you become a believer. If you are a believer, these are the things that God will do. He says, I will do it for you. But we have to be in that right place with God. We have to give up our idol gods, as he talks about the idol gods, because no man can cleanse their own self. How are we going to be cleansed? By the word of God, by him washing us in the word, by him washing us in his blood, the shed blood of Jesus. He washes us in the blood, and it washes as white as snow, because his blood that was shed for us, the New Testament church, that blood will cleanse us. That blood will heal us. It will deliver us and set us free. When God gives us a new heart, only he can do it. As I talk about it in my e-book that I have written, The Heart Reflection, we talk about a spiritual operation. We have to have a spiritual operation on our heart. And God is the only one that can come in and take out that stony heart. He says in the word of God, he's telling, I will take out the stony heart, which kind of like a stubborn heart. I'll take that out of you, and then I'll give you a new heart, a heart of flesh, so I can go in and I can do the work. And I can go in and I can peel up all of those hard places in your heart, maybe where you've been broken, where your heart needs mending, where you got walls up that needs to come down. If we would allow God to come in and give us a new heart and a right spirit, you know, David says in the word of God, if you go back in the scriptures, he said he had asked God, in Psalm 51 and 10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. He knew that David knew he had sin. So when we know that we have sinned, or we are unbelievers, and we're not saved, and we're not where we need to be with God, and we're just churching it every Sunday, and we're just going to church, and our name is just on the rope, we have to come to God, and we have to ask God to work on us. You know, I can say my testimony is I'm not where I used to be, and I'm not where I want to be, and God is still working on me. He's working on me every day. But, you know, you got to come to God, and you got to ask him, because as he said to Israel here in the word of God, I will give you a new heart, but you got to ask for it. You know, you have to want that. You have to want that. You have to want it. You have to have desire to have a new heart and a new spirit within you. And he said, well, I'll take away that stony heart out of you, that old stubborn heart, that old hateful heart, that old low-down heart, that old evil heart, that heart where I don't care about nobody but myself. But if I allow God to come in, he said, if you come in and you turn away from them idol gods, and, you know, some of us need to turn away from some of these idol gods, these little G gods that we got in our lives that we have put before God. We have to allow God and ask God to come in and work on us, because we'll never get it right if we try to work on ourselves. We got to let God do it, because God is the only one that can clean us up from the inside out. See, the cleansing starts from the inside. And it starts from the inside. And it starts from the inside out. And only God can do that. He said, I will do it. And no other God, no other little G God can do it. Only God can give you a new heart and renew your spirit. In other words, for your spirit to be reborn again. You know, in the word of God, if you go back, it talks about how Nicodemus had come to Jesus in the scriptures and asked him, how could a man be born again? And Jesus really kind of told him, I'm going to kind of paraphrase it, amen, is that your spirit has to be reborn. In other words, you have the spirit of truth. You have the spirit of God. You have the spirit of life. that spirit. You don't have any other spirit. There's many spirits out there that people have, but it's not the true spirit of God. Because he just said in the word of God, and as Ezekiel was telling them what God was saying, and what he was saying unto them is that he will give them a new spirit that will cause them to walk in his statutes and cause them to keep his judgment and to do them. Do you know, without the true spirit of God, you can't live by his commandments. You can't walk in holiness and righteousness without his spirit. You can't walk in the flesh. You have to walk in the spirit. And so if my spirit is not reborn, if I don't have the spirit of truth, and my spirit has not been reborn, and I have the spirit of the world, if I have that spirit, any other spirit besides the spirit of the living God dwelling within me, the Holy Spirit, if I don't have that spirit, then I can't walk right. I can't do right. I can't stay, as Elder would say, on Highway 66. I can't stay on that because I don't have God's spirit. But God can and will do it if we come to him, as he told Israel, if we turn from the eye of God, if we turn, you know, many of our hearts are far from God. Our heart is so far from God. And we live, and our life shows that our heart is far from God. But he said, if you do that, and he will come in, and he will give you a new heart, and he'll give you a new spirit. And he said, I'll save you. You know, if you're not saved, today is the day that you ought to get saved. Because he said, I will also save you from all of your uncleanness. I will cleanse you from sin. I'll cleanse you from darkness. And I will give you, in other words, I give you the light. If you come out of the darkness, if you come back, if you come to me, all those that are backslidden, if you come back to me, all those who are unsaved, all those that don't know Jesus. I mean, I know you heard of it. I know you heard of him, but do you really know him? Do you know God? Do you really know him through his son? Do you know him? Because he says in the world, he says to Israel, he said, well, I will save you from all of your uncleanness. And I will call the corn, and I will give you increase, and I will lay no famine upon you. Everything that you need once you are truly saved. And you're living by faith, walking by faith, you have a new heart, a new spirit, then all the benefits that you have that come from knowing God, as him being your father, as him being your source, as him being your provider, him being your everything. He said, well, you know what? I'm gonna give you an increase. That means you're going to have more than the love. There ain't going to be no more drought in your land. There won't be no more famine in your land. In other words, you know, sometimes some of us have drought in our finances. That means we ain't got enough money. We got, you know, more bills than we got money. Everything around us is tearing up. We don't have the money to fix it. You might not be that happy on the job that you're on. It's a drought there. You know, and that's kind of what drought means and what famine means. You got stuff going on in your life. You know, it's like a stormy time in life. It's just like a summer day down in the South, amen, when it's so hot, like 110 or 120 degrees, and most people don't even want to be outside because it's so hot because of the drought. Well, you know, God is saying here, I will give you an increase. These are things that God is promising to Israel, and he is promising to his people today. I'm going to give you an increase. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. I'm going to give you a spirit that's going to make you do right. I'm going to give you a spirit that's going to make you live right. I'm going to increase everything. I'm going to increase the corn. I'm going to increase the finances. I'm going to increase whatever you need. I'm going to give you more of, because I'm a God that do new things. He said, I will multiply the fruit of the trees, increase of the field, and you should have no more reproach of famine among the heathen. All right, now, among your enemies, you won't have no more light because God is about to multiply. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that my God is able to multiply. But you know what? You got to be living right. You got to be serving him. You can't serve no other God. And you can't just serve him on a Sunday. You got to serve him every day of your life. Your heart has to be right before God. You know, we want to come before God in a kind of way. We get to come to God as we are, but we don't get to stay that way. He changes us, and he starts with our heart. He starts with our heart. If you would allow him to come in, he'll start with your heart. You know, as they used to say back in the day, you know, you can take somebody out of one place and take them and put them in a better place, and you can put them in a wealthy place. But if you don't get all that old stuff out of them, if you don't get them cleaned up from the inside out, they're going to bring all that old stuff over into the new place. And you still got the same old person. See, our heart has got to be changed, and our ways have got to change. Our lifestyle, all of those things have to change. So, see, when you come to God and you make him your God, and we say, I will be your God. And you know, you want him to be your God, because when he is your God, he will supply everything that you need. I'm a living witness that he will do it. And it don't matter how much money that you got. He will multiply what you need. You'll have everything that you need when God is with you. Because he said, I can do it. And then there's nothing, we know there's nothing too hard for God. He can do everything that he said he can do if we would live right. And we would turn from our evil ways and our evil doing. And if we would just put our mind on him. And he tells us in the word, you know, I'll save you from your iniquities. I'm going to save you from your sins. I'm going to deliver you and set you free. But we have to want that. You know, a lot of times, most of us, you know, we know what we want. We know what we want to do. But we got to get it right. Because God said, I will do it. You know, we just can't come to God any kind of way. We got to get it right. But God has promised here in the scriptures the renewal of Israel and the things that he would do, because they were kind of scattered. They were scattered out among the heathens, and they were serving idol gods, and they were just far from God. You know, some of us today, we are just far from God. We in the church, but our heart is not with God. You know, we're great pretenders. We are great pretenders. Our heart is far from God. He don't even know us. We praise him with our lips. That's all we do. But we got to get it right. We got to get it right, because he will restore us. He will rebuild us. You know, one thing he said, not for your name's sake do I do this, says the Lord God, but it is known unto you. I'm doing it for my name's sake. I'm doing it for my name's sake, that my name may be glorified among the heathen. You know, so even you can look at it this way, if I can put it this way, you know, your enemy may say, that you'll never have this, or you never won't have this, or you won't have that, you won't do this, that kind of thing. But God saying among the heathen, his name going to be praised, because they going to know what God is about to do in the lives of the people all over the nation. They going to know that it's God. He said, they going to know that I am God. He said, because I'm going to restore, I'm going to rebuild, I'm going to rebuild your land. I'm going to build it up. It might have been dry. It might have been desolate. But I'm going to do a new thing. And all them old things are going to be passed away. I'm going to give you a new way of walking and a new way of talking. I'm going to give you a new life. I'm going to give you some new wine. I'm going to give you the new. All things will be made new. But we got to get our heart right before God. Our heart must be right before God. That's why he said, I will give you a new heart, and I will give you a new spirit. That's the first thing we got to do. We got to get our heart right before God. Now, God will do just what he said he would do. But we also got to come to God. We got to ask him to do those things for us. Because he's able to restore our minds. He's able to cleanse our souls. And we have to receive what he has. In order for us to receive what God has for us, we got to start right there. We got to start with our heart. And to receive his blessing. To be able to walk and to receive the plan of God for your life. You know, God does have a plan and a purpose for your life. And that is to do you good, but we got to get it right. But God will do it, and he will restore us. I'm a living witness that he will restore, that he will heal, and that he will set you free. He can change your whole life. He's that kind of God. You know, we serve a God that's able to do a seal abundant of all that we could ever think or ask. I wonder, is your heart right before God? Is your heart right before God? Spiritually, is your heart right? Because, you know, if your heart is not right spiritually, then it'll show in your physical, in the physical realm. It'll show in your lifestyle. It'll show in how you talk, how you walk. It'll show in what you serve, how you serve. It'll show in how in what you do. So we got to get our hearts right before God. I just wonder, do you really know him? Do you really know him? Do you really know God? Do you have a rebellious heart? Why is your heart so hard? Why is it so hard? You know, my lead apostle would say that if your heart is so hard and you got a stony heart and you got so many walls up, well, nobody can get in. You can't feel love. You don't know how to feel. You can't love. Because nobody can get in. Well, she would say, if nobody else could get in, then God can't get in either. So we have to ask God to come. We have to ask for his spirit to come. So that our hearts that are broken, that needs mending, he can come in and do all those things so that we can love again, so that we can feel again, so that we can receive that new heart and that new spirit that only he can give you. He's the only one that can do it. Can't nobody else do it. And no little G God can do it. You got to get the word. You got to be washed and cleansed with the word. You got to be cleansed. You got to be cleansed. You got to be cleansed from the inside out. And then God will do all these things that he was talking about here in the word of God, as he did for Israel. He'll do it for us. He said that, in the word it said, the land that was desolate had become like a garden of Eden, a garden of praise. Oh, God. And the waste and the desolate and ruined city will become fenced and are inhabited. Oh, man, God is getting ready to do some things. Woo, praise God. And he said, then the heathens that are left around about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places. He's going to restore the places in your life that's been ruined. And he's going to plant stuff that was in the places that was desolate. He's going to restore. He said, the Lord has spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God. I will do it. I can't do it. You know, when I look at back over my life, I see how God has did a work on me. I'm not that woman that I used to be many years ago. You know, I have a new spirit and I have a new heart. And I am so thankful unto God that he is a forgiving God. and that he's able to go in and mend our heart so that we can receive all the blessings and the benefits of God. No, God wants to do it. He said, I will do it. He will do just what he said he would do. He's a God that cannot lie. He's a God that is able to do all the things that he says in his word. He's able to create us, in us, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. He's able to transform our minds to the mind of Christ and give us a new spirit, give us a new nature of Christ. Jesus, he will give us a new spirit. He'll give us a new nature of love. He'll give that spirit of life that we can be healed. So we have to ask God to come in and do a work. You know, we ought to choose this day who we're going to serve. Who we're going to serve? Who are we going to serve? We cannot just serve God on Sunday. We got to serve him every day. Got to serve him every day. We got to serve him because he's a God that's able to do it. He said, I will do it. Do you want him to do it? Do you want him to do it? Do you just want some stuff from God? You don't really want him, but you want some stuff from him. But he said, I will do these things. He tells Israel, I will do these things. And he said, I'll clean you from your idol gods. I get all that junk out you, you know. All that stuff that come in us and stuff that we're allowed to be planted in us. He'll get all of that out of us. Because all of that stuff got to come out. And he'll cleanse us. But we got to get some word in us. Amen. We got to get some word in us because God will do it for you. If you belong to him, these benefits, and God is saying, you know, in the word of God, I, the Lord, I will do it. I will heal. I will deliver. I will set free. I will give you an increase. I will. Then you know, hey, when your haters come, you can say, look at me now. You might be, as my pastor said, riding the hoops, but you don't know what God's going to put you in. So we got to get it right. We got to come to the Lord, and we have to ask him to work on us, and he will do it. We have to believe. We have to come in faith and believe God to do just what he said he can do. I'm telling you, God is able to do just what he said. You know, my testimony is I had to ask God to deliver me. I had to ask God to do that work on me. I had to ask God to do it for me because I couldn't do it in my own self. I needed a Savior. I needed him to do it because he knew what was in me that needed to come out of me. I needed a new heart. I needed that spiritual operation. I needed that. And I thank God today that, like I said earlier, I'm not the woman that I used to be. You know, and I'm so ever thankful to him because he did it. And he'll do it every time. And whatever he promised in the word of God, he's able to do just what he said he can do. But there are things that we have to do to receive the benefits of God. He will do what he said. He's going to keep his promise. He's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. You know, and I'm just so thankful. I don't know about you, but I thank God for what he has done in my life and the change. You know, I can see the change in my life. And I can see what God has worked on me. I tell you, God is able to heal, deliver, and set free. If we want that, if we choose that, if we really want that from him, he said, I will do it. I will do it. He said to Israel, I will do it. And I will be your God. And he will be your God. But you got to come and you got to choose to serve. And you got to come. You got to come through Jesus. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus. You got to go through Jesus. You got to go through the Son of God. But we got to get it right. because God has so much that he wants to do in our lives, and he will do it. But we got to get our heart right before God. We got to get our heart cleansing, and he's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can cleanse you from the inside out. He's the only one that can give you a new spirit. He's the only one that can do it. Only God can. He will do it if you ask. You know, a lot of times you see people in the church and they still living the same lifestyle. That ain't no truth when you truly come to Jesus. You can't live that kind of lifestyle. That shows that your spirit has not been changed. Your heart is still the same. And your heart must change. Because you come to Jesus as you are. When we come to Jesus, when I came to Jesus, I was messed up on the floor when I came. I didn't know it. I'm going to be real with you. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. I ain't know nothing. I ain't know nothing. Oh, Jesus. But God put me under this ministry, and Lord Jesus, my whole life changed. I got a new way of walking and a new way of talking. I walk in confidence. I got Jesus. Hey, I don't know about you, but I got the Lord. And he has did it for me. And I know that he will do it for you if you will believe, if you will have faith, if you will come. And allow him to cleanse you from the inside out. Allow him to give you a new heart. So give you a new heart and a new way of thinking, a new way of talking, a new life, a new attitude. He'll give you all of that. He'll give you a new spirit. Because, see, his spirit always brings life. It never brings death. It always brings life. When you have the true spirit of God, when your spirit has been born again, it's a spirit of life. And it will bring forth the fruits of the spirit in your life. Joy, love, and happiness, long suffering. It just brings all these things, temperament. It brings all these things in your life when you have the spirit of the living God. When he gives you a new spirit. And see, David knew all well. David knew how to repent. Some of us need to learn how to repent. We need to repent with a godless sorrow. You know, we need to repent every day. When we pray, we need to repent every day of sins known and unknown. We need to say, Lord, I repent of any sin that I've done, known or unknown. Because sometimes we do stuff we don't even realize it's a sin, but a sin. So we need to repent daily. We got to be like David. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in me. And mean it from my heart. And God will do it. Because see, I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Because I know that your life will never ever be the same when you truly come to the Lord. When you truly turn from your idol God. When you truly turn from sin. When you truly turn from your evil ways. When you truly give your life to him. And let him be your God. Then all things going to work together for you. And he will give you all the things that he promised in the word of God. But we have to get our life right before him. We got to get our heart right before him. We can't play with God. Amen. We just cannot play with God. God will do it for you. But you got to be willing to come and to get your heart right and your spirit right before God. And he's the only one that can do it. You can't get it from anywhere else. I can't give it to you. I'm just a messenger. I can't give it to you. Only he can give it to you. He is the only one that can do it. Your money can't buy it. Your earthly possessions can't buy it. Your name can't buy it. Your status quo can't buy it. It only comes through Jesus. If you want a new heart and a new spirit, it's going to come from Jesus. If you want all the increase in God to restore you and to heal you, deliver you, and set you free, all that comes through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who it comes through. So I want to encourage you today. If you don't know Jesus and you are unsaved or you just churching it, or you on your church roll. I know many people are, you know, on the church roll. I know. Nah, that's my testimony. I'm going to be real, because I want you to get saved for real. I used to be at church, but I was just churching it. I was not saved. Whew, I thank God I didn't die. When I was playing church, my soul would have been lost. But glory be unto God that he saved my soul. Now I want you to be saved too. Amen. I want you to experience the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. Oh, he's able to keep you if you want to be kept. That's the kind of God that you will be serving when you come and give your life to God. So I want to encourage you to do that. And if you are unsaved, you're churching it, or you're a backslider, I want to encourage you to say this prayer: Lord, save me. And repent of your sins. And Lord, I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I give my life to you. Backslider, I give my life back to you. I come out of the world of sin. I come back to you. And I just thank God for every soul that's going to be saved. Just ask the Lord to save you. And, you know, I know sometimes most people think, well, if I come to Jesus, if I come to him, I ain't going to be able to do this, and I ain't going to be able to do that, and people going to turn away from me. But your soul is valuable. And we got to get up out of here one day. We need to know where we're going. Where are you? Where would you spend eternity if you left it? Where would your soul rest? Where would your soul, where would your soul spend eternity? I'm going to leave you with that question. Amen. To God be the glory. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can inbox me there. You can also follow me there on Facebook. Amen. You can follow me on Voice of Truth or Facebook, Elaine Jackson. You can follow me there. Amen. To God be the glory. But we want to thank God for every soul that's going to be saved. Amen. We know that God will do it. We know that God is a God of his word, and he performs his word. If he sends out a word, he will perform that word. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and know that God will do it. We just have to have faith and walk in faith and believe in what God tells us in his word and be obedient, and let us get our heart right before God and stop playing church and stop churching it. Amen. And all backsliders, come on back to the Lord while you still got time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Amen. If you said that prayer, if you just inbox me, as I said earlier, on Facebook and let me know, and I'll get with you, and we'll set up some sessions, amen, with myself and my leaders, amen. So we want you to get it, and we want you to get all that God has for you. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the BOT announcement. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, it's on Amazon.com. You can go to any of my social media pages, and you should be able to find the information there in order to purchase that ebook or download it. It is an electronic book, amen. It's only $2.99, and it talks about the heart reflection. You know, the heart will reflect what's in us. It always come out of us, what's in our heart. So I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. And go and read about the spiritual operation, amen, of the heart in my ebook, The Heart Reflection. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. We want to thank God for you doing that. Amen. To God be the glory. Hour of power. Myself and Prophetess Martha, amen, they call us the hour of power. Prophetess Martha is the first half of the hour of power from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I want to encourage you to get connected to her. She's a true prophet of God, Pathetic Corner, amen. You can just Google it. And I want to encourage you to follow her ministry there on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams there on Facebook. And you can inbox her if you want to talk to the prophet. Amen. You can inbox her and come to the prophet with an offering. Amen. Come to the prophet with an offering. In the name of Jesus, come with an offering. She's a true prophet of God. She's a powerful woman of God, and she's a praying woman of God. Amen. She can get a prayer up. Amen. She's a powerful woman of God. So I want to encourage you to do that. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour power. And we're on the air from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to follow this ministry. Amen. We want to encourage you to follow us on Blog Talk and on all of our social media pages. Amen. If you Google us, you'll see every social media platform that we're on. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. On Tuesday night, we have for you one word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Prophet Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryle. They are true leaders of God. They are a powerful man and woman of God. They are great leaders, mentors, and coaches. So whatever you need, they can do it. I have been up under their ministry, and my life has truly, truly changed. And I want you to get it. And, you know, they're able to do that. If you need a mentor and a coach, if you need somebody to guide you in ministry, you don't have a leader, I would encourage you not to go out and try to be a lone ranger and try to do it on your own. You do need to be up under somebody covering. You do need to be up on a leader. Amen. To God be the glory. But you can hit them up on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle or Yvonne Ryle, Pastor Joseph Ryle, or Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. They're on Facebook. You can inbox them there and also follow them on Blog Talk Radio, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. You can just click the follow button there. And I want to encourage you there. Tuesday night ministry is one word from the Lord. And I know that I need a word from the Lord. And they always come with a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen Tuesday if you missed that show where they talked about birthing. Amen. So I want to encourage you to do that. And I want to encourage you to get connected to them. Amen. If you need counseling, you have a problem in your marriage, I want to encourage you also to get in contact with them. They will be able to help you with that as well. Amen. Like I said earlier, they're able to do everything that you need to be done. That's from licensing, ordination, all of that stuff. We do all the same things, and it's Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. To God be all of the glory. On Saturdays, we have for you Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. Live and on the air at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Elder. You can follow her there on Blog Talk Radio under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And you can also connect with her on Facebook. Her ministry is Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. I think that's correct. Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. So you can find her there. Or just put in Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, and it should just pop up on Facebook. Amen. So you can follow her there. Amen. So if you want to talk to a pastor or apostle, just inbox them there on Facebook. Amen. Also Elder and also Prophetess Martha as well. Amen. And also myself. Amen. Our Voice of Truth there on Facebook. We just thank God for his word. We want to encourage you also to become a WOW partner for an offering of $25 or more if you want to become a WOW partner. You get many perks when you become a WOW partner. We put you on your prayer list. They truly pray for you. They pray for you. So I want to encourage you to get connected to apostle and pastor if you want to do that. And you can also inbox any other team members as well if you would like to become a WOW partner. Amen. So, and then also, not only that, you get different stuff during the week to encourage you by text and email. So there's always something going on. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries that are up under the leadership of Apostle and Pastor. Amen. Because God's going to do some great and mighty things through these ministries with signs, miracles, and wonder following in the mighty name of Jesus. So, and it shall be done. But we want you to be a part of that. But we want to encourage you to get connected. And we are Ministry Without Walls. We want to encourage you to get connected. We're everywhere you are. You can listen on your desktop. You can listen on your Apple, what they call Apple, iPad. You can listen on your iPhones. You can listen on any smartphone. So we want to encourage you to do that. You know, it won't be no excuses, you know, when Jesus comes and say, I couldn't get the word, because the avenues, you can get the word everywhere now. So we just want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of Voice of Truth this year and followers and tuning in. We want to thank all our listeners. We have, I think it said we have about 5,700 and something listeners all over the world, from the United States, all over Canada, and over there in Kenya, and places I never heard of. And I just thank God for all of you, and I love you, and I thank you so much for being a part of the service. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen. Amen. To God be all of the glory. But I do want to encourage you to click the follow button and also follow us there on Block Talk Radio. We want to say Happy New Year, because when we come back next Sunday, it will be 2020. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is going to do for the body of Christ. I believe what he said, God will do it. I believe he's going to do it, y'all. What about y'all? I believe he's going to do it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I know God is going to do some new things. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Amen. To God be the glory. We give him all the praise and all of the glory, because he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we could ever ask or think of. So we say again to you, Happy New Year. And we hope for you to be here next Sunday at the same place, at the same time. I want to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, glory, glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Happy New Year. We love you. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord, and be safe, and meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you.